you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
I love my electric blanket. It's so much better than my acoustic one. Welcome back to Chats with Bree. We are on episode 10. What a milestone. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for everyone asking their questions once again. So many questions have come through on tiny.cc/chatswithbree. And we've even got a special guest on the show this week. Hello, David.
Hello, Bree.
Wow, this sounds like a different David than last week. I know it's confusing, but there is multiple Davids in the world. I'm going to ask David three very quick questions so that we can get to know him. David, if there was one type of clothing you could wear, what would it be for the rest of your life?
It would be jeans.
Jeans, interesting. And if you could live in either a tree or underground or in a cave, what one would you pick?
Ooh, that's a tricky one, Bree. Underground.
Underground. And final question, David. What do you hope to achieve with your life?
To have a chill time.
Cool. Well, awesome. Let's get straight into the questions. Some awesome ones, guys. Awesome ones. Okay, so the first question is, why is David's personality akin to one ply? David, why is your personality akin to one ply?
Well, Bree, I'm well known as a guy who's, you know, not afraid to get up close and personal with the action.
Mm-hmm.
Not afraid to get my hands a bit dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And one ply definitely allows you to do that.
That is very true. I personally think David's personality is akin to one ply because he's pretty basic.
Nothing wrong with being basic.
Second question, best snacks for the lib. Please consider messiness, cost, and loudness/sound. Ooh, snacks in the libs is the most important thing in the world, especially at the moment during exams. What do you think? I love a good Mando. Mandos are so good because they're a little bit squishy, but they're much less messy than an orange, and you can peel them, and it's quite fun to peel them. And they're quite cheap. Those bags are for like $2, and you get like 8 just from outside uni.
Personally, I'd go for chips for maximum annoyance value. Like, if you can get people around you to move and just clear away space, it's always a positive thing.
That's true. Classic med student there.
Yeah, exactly. Always thinking about ourselves.
Always.
Yeah. Farmers markets, yes or no?
Yes, big yes. Big so good. Yes. So good, but like a little bit overpriced sometimes. But
well,
like
it's like pack and save, except better.
Yeah, and the experience is great. Like, I went to the farmer's market one time, and there was a person walking around with like a paper bag with baguette.
Sometimes they have like real farmers there.
That is true. Would you rather be trapped in an elevator full of people with BO or with 3 soaking wet dogs?
3 soaking wet dogs, Reed. No question
nah,
about it.
The best human
is far inferior. Mm-mm. The worst dog.
I definitely would rather be in an elevator with people with BO.
But you can give them a big hug.
Dogs are disgusting.
It's like a free bath in the middle of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yummy.
The next question. How do I stop my farts from smelling? Because right now they are quite bad.
I don't think stopping your farts from smelling should be your primary concern. Like, you just got to own it, you know? And everyone likes their own brand. Ugh. Like, you just got to share the love, you know? Pass the puff.
I disagree. I think you should stop eating beans. I know I did suggest in a previous podcast to add beans to your leftovers, but I think you've taken that too far.
I would eat beans for every meal of the day if it made me fart more often. I love farting.
It's so gross. What is your favourite pun? Can you sew a few cheeky puns into the cast?
Funny story for this one, Bree. So I thought in case a situation like this might come up, I just prepared a list of puns to bring along.
How many?
10.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I thought I'd bring them along. And before the show, we were just having a wee chat. And I showed them to Bree to see if any of them would live up to her expectations. But unfortunately, no pun intended.
Oh. So good. So good from David. So good. I don't think I can top that pun with any other puns.
Definitely can't.
But who knows what else I might sew into the podcast. The next question. How to make the perfect hot chocolate?
This is probably the question I'm most passionate about. So, do you want to go first, Brie? Because you're inferior hot chocolate.
And hot chocolates are not inferior. They're just more affordable for the general population.
More affordable and inferior.
More affordable and delicious. Okay, so all you got to do, scoop of only Cadbury's hot chocolate powder, only one you can use. A scoop of that, like probably dessert spoon sized, maybe tablespoon if you're so inclined. That in the cup, a little sprinkle of cinnamon in there, And then you pour in the hot water till about, like, two-thirds, three-quarters-ish, maybe in between there. And then you put in the milk, and you just stir it all together. And it tastes so good. It tastes premium, but you don't have to use much milk, so it's very affordable. And it just tastes so premium. But if you want to be rich and spend lots of time and effort making just one drink, listen to David's option.
Yuck, Bree. That sounds so gross.
You're drinking one right now, David.
I'm forcing it down. I'm forcing it down.
He demanded one of Brianna's special hot chocolates.
So yuck. She forced it down my throat. Well, if you want an actual good hot chocolate, what you would do is first you need the biggest mug you can possibly find. Like, those novelty mugs, perfect. And then you'd get some milk in a pot, mm-hmm. enough to fill your mug. You'd put it in a pot on the stove. Mm-hmm. If you do it in the microwave, you just don't talk to me.
Well, I wouldn't put a pot in the microwave. That's bad idea. Do. That's so bad. Don't put pots in the microwave,
it's a science
people.
Experiment.
Don't do it.
You know, drink in the briar.
Don't do it, people. So dangerous.
And then, so anyway, Bree.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you would get, so you got your milk in the pot, heating up.
Mm-hmm.
You put some cocoa in.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of cocoa.
Like, how much are we talking? Are we talking
more than you think you need?
Tablespoons, cups, like a whole cup of cocoa.
About.
A whole tablespoon.
About a third of a cup.
A third of. Cheapest, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Quarter of a cup to a third of a cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then heaps of sugar. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll be so sweet. It'll give you diabetes, but that's the aim. Brown sugar. Gotta be brown sugar.
Okay.
And then
mm-hmm.
you would.
What if you don't have brown sugar? Not everyone has brown sugar.
Well, then you can't make the best hot chocolate.
Okay. Sorry, continue, David.
After you put your sugar in,
mm-hmm.
it's all melted in, nice and caramelly.
Mm.
You take your chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a bad person, you might use milk chocolate. If you've got sophisticated taste, you'd use dark chocolate.
What about milk, white chocolate? Or is that racist?
Gross. That's so gross. Put white chocolate in hot chocolate. That's so disgusting.
My sister loves white chocolate hot chocolates. It's disgusting.
It will
I agree
look
with.
Like so yucky.
What brand hot chocolate though? I mean, what brand chocolate?
The good brand.
What's the good brand?
Well, you'd fly to Switzerland and you'd make it yourself.
I see. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, once you're back with
very
your
affordable hot chocolate, people. Very affordable hot chocolate.
Yeah. So you're back with your dark chocolate.
Just flights to Switzerland.
You would grate it.
Uh huh.
And then, so you'd use probably about, I'd say, 4 or 5 rows of a normal block.
Mm-hmm.
You would grate that up.
Mm-hmm.
You'd melt it into your milk, cocoa, sugar mixture.
Okay. What temperature are we doing this all on, though?
On the stove.
Yeah. What temperature?
Like stoves
middle,
don't have temperatures.
Yeah, but they have, like, middle, low, high.
Right. Big temperature.
Big temperature, people.
Normal.
Normal,
medium.
Normal, big, medium temperature.
Slightly bigger than medium.
Slightly bigger than medium temperature.
And then you would take a pinch of cinnamon and you would chuck that in.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, if you like your hot chocolates Irish, you might chuck in a dash of maybe Carlow. It's quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you would also add some cream,
mm-hmm.
the fattest cream you can find. And then you would heat that up for a wee while.
Mm-hmm.
Pour it into your mug, then whip some extra cream
mm-hmm.
and marshmallows.
Jeepers.
And cocoa powder.
Diabetes.
And put that all on top.
Diabetes.
And then there you'll have the best hot chocolate.
Wow. I'm excited for you to make one of these on time, David.
I actually will.
I'm real excited to try
it. I fully would. I do them at home sometimes. And it's amazing.
I'm excited. Next semester.
The flying to Switzerland's a bit of a problem.
Yeah. It's a bit of an ish.
I usually work around it.
Yeah. Make it work. Well, now that you know how to make the most detailed and expensive hot chocolate ever, we have another question that was sent in specifically for a boy on the show to answer. So, David, hi. Please get a boy on the show to answer how an innocent, overthinking girl can know when continued messaging has flirty intent and when it doesn't. And how to know if the person from badminton who she keeps chatting to in person and online maybe has more than friends' intentions or not. I is confused.
This is a tricky one. Actually, it's not. It's quite simple. Badminton is known to be the sexiest sport in
mm-hmm.
existence.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this because I played badminton
mm-hmm.
in high school for a while.
Mm.
And actually, every single one of my opponents I fell in love with. So, is that.
Are you still recovering from that?
Yeah. Broken heart.
Broken heart.
So, if you're playing badminton with someone, they are into you. No questions asked.
No questions.
And if a guy's messaging a girl, they are into them. No questions asked.
No questions.
It's really simple.
If you're messaging someone of the opposite sex,
Only if a guy's messaging a girl, though.
Right,
if a girl's messaging a guy.
That's true.
Could go either way. 50-50.
That's true. There you go. All you need to know about badminton and love. Another love question. Oh, fired up. Do you think the phrase, more than friends, or take our friendship to the next level is damaging, as it implies that friendship is not adequate and that romantic relationships are better than friendships? Discuss. This is going to be a discussion because me and David have differing views on this.
I think that is a super healthy phrase because friendship is not adequate and romantic relationships are better than friendship. If I could be in a romantic relationship with everyone I knew, that would be the goal, the ideal situation.
Polygamy is key. But I do not agree with A, polygamy. B, I also think...
Have you even read the Bible?
I think that... Okay, so there's like this journey you're on. It's called the friendship journey. And the top of the friendship journey is like the most friends you can be. There's like this one end point. And anyway, along the way, you can open a side door and go along a side path. That's a little bit different. But you're still reaching the end point. Because whoever you end up with... and a monogamous relationship, you're still going to be best friends. You're still reaching the same end point. It's just a slight, like, detour. And so I do think you can still reach that point with people, and being just friends is enough. Because I think friendship is great, and you can't be in a romantic relationship with everyone. Because polygamy is not good.
Friendship is a mountain, a romantic relationship is the peak, and being just friends is the swamp at the bottom.
Well, I think friends can go up the rocky side of the mountain together.
Yeah, just after before, a romantic relationship.
Just to the, like, just before the snow and the real good bit.
I wish you guys, you audience listeners, could see Bree right now. She's getting a bit flustered. Doesn't know
I'm
how to,
fired
how
up.
To come into my argument.
I'm fired up. There's not even swamps at the bottom of mountains.
Her hair is turned red. Oh, no, it's always like that.
I do not. I think that the phrase is damaging because I think that being friends is good. I do think
that's one of the best phrases I've ever heard. I'm gonna start sewing that into my
just take every friendship to the next level.
Yeah,
guys, watch out. If David says to you he wants to take your friendship to the next level, you're not the only one.
And that's the way it should be.
Look at me, David. How do you use an electric blanket?
The normal way, just like everyone else does.
Mm-hmm. And how's that?
Lay it out on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Jump on top.
Uh-huh.
Roll it up.
Mm-hmm.
And fluff onto the bed.
Like a seal. I personally have mine under my sheets. Flick it on when I want to warm my bed. Flick it off when I go to sleep.
That is so inconvenient.
How do you turn it on then?
You just leave it on.
Yeah, that's how I turn it on.
No, but like I use my hands.
Yeah, I use my hands too.
No, like to turn the switch on.
I don't even have to touch the wall.
Neither do I.
I turn it on like at the dial.
Yeah, same.
Mine's in my bed though all the time. I don't just put it in my bed. Just to warm up my bed and then take it out.
Anyway, moving on. This is a question directed at me. I find most guys don't understand how periods work, David. Can you please explain this to us? I.e., how often do tampons need to be changed? My answer to this would be...
Enlighten us, David.
How long is a piece of string? You know? More specifically, a tampon string. Like, when you feel within your uterus that it's time to change the tampon, then it's time. There's no set answer. So, I think this is a bit of a trick question, but... It's right.
Do you think there's a rough, like, once a week, once a month, once a day, once an hour, once a 60 minute?
Well, that's where the how long is a piece of string comes into it, Brie.
I think his sisters need to better educate him.
Ask a stupid question, get a stupid answer.
Review the Bristol stool chart. Personally, I think David is a 7. So, just for everyone's FYI, a 7 on the Bristol... So, the Bristol stool chart is like the poo chart. And a number 7 is liquid consistency with no solid pieces. Severe diarrhea.
It's the what chart, Brie?
The Bristol stool chart.
Now, what was the other thing you said?
The poo chart.
Poo chart?
Yeah.
That's so inappropriate. Anyway.
Your face is inappropriate.
So type 7, for you listeners out there, is liquid consistency with no solid pieces. Also known as severe diarrhea.
I think I agree with the question asker's interpretation of it. I think David is a bit of a liquid consistency with no solid pieces. Although sometimes he has the occasional, like, solid bit.
I would argue...
Mostly it's just liquid.
I would argue that everyone's just type 3, you know? A sausage shape with cracks in the surface.
That's true, because we're all just got normal. A little... You know, we're just all... Sausages are great. Basic, good, healthy, love a snag. And then also the cracks in the surface. You know, we've all got little cracks, and we should crack the surface more and get down to the deepness and bear our allness to society.
In summary, the world's a sausage fest, and we're just living in it.
That's true. And the final question is, why do you go to church?
I'm only there for the well-rounded Christian songs, Brie.
I'm there because it helps me grow my relationship with God and be in Christian community.
Have you even read the Bible again?
I always read the Bible. Wow, what an episode this has been. Fantastic episode. Thank you so much, David, for being on the podcast.
You're so welcome, Brie. It's good to be home.
Keep asking questions. tiny.cc/chatswithbrie. We have so many exciting guests lined up, so keep tuned to the podcast. Episodes are going to keep being released. I'm going to be on more of a releasing track soon as well, be more frequent. And yeah, thank you once again for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye. That was such a fail. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.